sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is hosting the Israeli Prime Minister at the White House today, and while he says there is a possible deal to win the war in Gaza, the Israeli offensive there has intensified today. Stacey Lynn reports on the latest negotiations.
The president was asked if he was confident there would be peace in Gaza anytime soon. The president gave a thumbs up and said, "I am." And when asked if everyone was on board with the 21-point plan, he repeated he was very confident. But officials say that plan includes demands Israel has previously warned it would not agree to.
The president will meet later today with lawmakers as a deadline looms for a government shutdown. House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries.
We've made clear that we are willing to find a bipartisan path forward on a spending bill negotiated by Democrats and Republicans. But it has to meet the needs of the American people.
The White House says the president is giving Democrats one last chance to be reasonable. Authorities have just provided an update on the church attack in Michigan yesterday. Four people are dead. The gunman torched the church after opening fire. CBS's Lana Zack has more.
Thomas Jacob Sanford was a 40-year-old former Marine who had served a tour of duty in Iraq. He is the person behind this terrible attack on one of the largest LDS Mormon churches here in the area. Many in the community have said that Sanford has professed some anti-Mormon opinions.
Several people were injured. Sweeping past the Bahamas, tropical storm Imelda will soon head north, and Jim Krasula reports the southeast is bracing.
The storm is still expected to bring heavy rain to parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. People have been picking up sandbags just in case of flooding on James Island, South Carolina, where Brooke Lynn is mayor.
It's been really busy. We've had a lot of folks come through. We've given out thousands of sandbags in the last 24 hours.
Tropical storm warnings and watches are posted for much of Florida's east coast.
Stephen Kaufman has a look at a new survey on salaries.
Salary expectations influenced by hiring slowdowns, elongated job searches, and economic uncertainty are found in Robert Half's annual salary guide.
Professionals can expect steady pay bumps across all industries, increases averaging around 2%.
Employment expert Michelle Reisdorf says 2% may sound disappointing, but then consider other forms of compensation.
Bonuses, flexibility, hybrid work options.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow is off by 57 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A new report from The Village says Microsoft's proposed data center in Caledonia could mean a big tax boost for The Village. Property taxes on the site would jump from $1,000 a year to more than $97,000 a year, and the project could bring jobs and billions in impact. The Village Plan Commission meets tonight to talk about rezoning land for a third Microsoft data center in Racine County. Two Mount Pleasant police officers rushed to help after hearing gunfire on foot patrol early yesterday morning. A 22-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman were shot. Both survived. Police say that there is no ongoing danger and that the investigation continues. Just 80 days after launching his campaign, Republican Bill Berrien is out of the race for Wisconsin governor. He left after reports tied him to explicit social media accounts, saying he's returning to private business. In other news about the governor's race, former CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Missy Hughes, has announced she's getting in. She joins the Democratic primary and says her business experience makes her different than other candidates. The EEOC is suing Walmart, saying two workers with intellectual disabilities faced harassment at its Mount Pleasant store. A Racine County employee says the mistreatment was so bad he quit. Walmart says it plans to fight the claims. And the Brewers locked down the best regular season in team history with their 97th win yesterday. They now head to the playoffs Saturday, facing either the Cubs or the Padres. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2, and now they wait to find out who they'll face in the playoffs. When did they realize that they had turned the season around?
We were going to lose our third game in a row, I believe, in Pittsburgh on a dreary, cold day, and we had 3-0-2 doubles. It was a grinder day, and then since then, I don't know what our record was, but it was really, really darn good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Here it is, another multi-state keyword that can help you win the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This time, the keyword is necklace. N-E-C-K-L-A-C-E. N-E-C-K-L-A-C-E. Necklace. It's good until 2 o'clock today. Okay, so get it off to us using the Civic Media app, because that's the simplest way. You could be $200 richer and have some gold jewelry to boot and qualify for those indoor club seats for the Green Bay Minnesota game in November. Do it now before you forget, and good luck.
Sleeping.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We send you now to Haight-Ashbury in the mid-60s.
When the truth is found to be.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Stay. and timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. I told you the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget song, which is coming up about half an hour from now, is from a movie. Let me give you a little more information, let you ponder what movie this might be. The movie came out in 1968. The plot line is, a young man gains significant political influence as the leader of a counterculture rock band with his rallying cry of voting rights for teenagers. That, according to IMDb.com, is a pretty far-out movie, actually. Do you know what song I'm going to play as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget in about half an hour? Be here. If I haven't given you enough clues, it's a great piece of rock and roll. Coming up on WRJN.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year. So if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and get her done.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Quiet down, Sushi. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. On WRJN, listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Summer of 69 for Stevie Wonder.
My share.
sometimes on a crowded street. I've been near you, but you never noticed me. My shady lover, won't you tell me how could you ignore that behind that little smile I wore? I wish that you were mine. La la.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Mount Pleasant mother is under arrest after police say she caused a crash with a school bus this morning. Officers say the 35-year-old crossed into oncoming traffic on Stewart Road and hit the bus carrying 19 students. All of the kids were checked out and are okay, but the bus driver did need to go to the hospital. Investigators say the SUV driver was intoxicated and her 2-year-old child was in the car at the time. She's now facing multiple charges, including operating while intoxicated, endangering safety, and crossing a center line. Another new candidate for governor, Missy Hughes, announced her campaign this morning. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad released this morning begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen Main Streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
She now joins a crowded field running for governor.
Two people are recovering after an early morning shooting in Mount Pleasant yesterday. A 22-year-old man was taken to Ascension with injuries not life-threatening. A 19-year-old woman was flown to Frederick, had surgery, and is now stable. It all happened after officers on foot patrol heard gunfire at just after 3 yesterday near 22nd and Meade. Police and fire crews gave life-saving aid at the scene. The investigation is still active, but police say there is no danger to the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Let's go.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. This lady just came out with her autobiography after all these years. Petula Clark. This is My Love, WRJN.
My love is warm.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Did you figure out what movie the song that's coming next is from? The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from a 1968 movie, and I gave you the plot line. A young man gains significant political influence as the leader of a countercultural rock band with his rallying cry of voting rights for teenagers. Again, this is 1968. You want some more clues? Well, it starred Christopher Jones, Shelley Winters, Diane Varsi, Hal Holbrook, Richard Pryor. And you don't know this movie? Stick around. The big song from it is coming next. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up on WRJN.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right. It's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one comes from the 1968 movie called Wild in the Streets. It starred Shelley Winters, Christopher Jones, Diane Varsi, Hal Holbrook. Richard Pryor was in it. It's the story of a rock and roll band leader who got so popular, and then he kind of became politicized and ran for office. And His platform was teenagers should have the right to vote. It was a protest movie because, quite honestly, at that time the Vietnam War was going on and you couldn't vote until you were 21, even though you were getting drafted at 18. That was kind of the premise of the whole movie. There was one song in it, made number 22 in 1968, based entirely on the movie, and it was by a group called Max Frost and the Troopers. It's called Shapes of Things to Come. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
There's blue sun rising up angry in the sky. There's a new voice crying for not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and that's phantom. But nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead in every road. There are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some. But nothing can change the shape of things to come. She's coming in now, sweet and strong. And now I'm gonna hold it back for long. Like a fresh new breeze, let the old world make believe blind to death fandom. But nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things to come.
The Shape of Things to Come, Max Frost and the Troopers. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather?
so happy to live. We're happy to live.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done, but Kurt Volbe, oh, wait a minute. Kurt's not here. Who's that? Oh, that's Cindy Huber. She'll be filling in for Kurt this afternoon on WRJN.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
I'm
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Did they reach an agreement on a ceasefire in Gaza? President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are to speak with reporters momentarily after meeting at the White House, where they were also to discuss an American plan on who would govern the Gaza Strip after Israel's attacks end. A poll finds more than half of Israelis support Trump's plan to end the war. 17% oppose it and 30% remain undecided. The 21-point plan calls for the release of all remaining 48 hostages in Gaza, both alive and dead, within 48 hours of the deal's signing, in exchange for a gradual withdrawal of Israeli forces. Even as the Israeli Prime Minister met with President Trump, Israel continued its attacks in Gaza. More from reporter Linda Granstein in Jerusalem.
The army said that the Israeli Air Force struck 140 targets in the Gaza Strip in the past day as ground troops continue to push into Gaza City. The Hamas-run health ministry said dozens of Palestinians were killed and that the death toll has passed 66,000 since the war began almost 2 years ago.
A partial government shutdown will begin early Wednesday morning unless Republicans and Democrats make concessions in their budget negotiations. At the White House, CBS's Natalie Brand says it doesn't appear either side will.
The White House and the president firm in their belief that the Democrats should just sign off on the continuing resolution or the stopgap measure that's already passed the House. And the president, speaking to CBS News over the weekend, signaled that a shutdown is likely if Democrats don't back down from that position.
Officials in Oregon are trying to stop Trump's plan from sending National Guardsmen to patrol